Hi everyone, this is Julianne Rulli and I'm talking to Kitten Forever from Minneapolis. They are on tour right now, and can you all tell us a little something about the band?
We started playing music in like 2006 in the summer. I was at a party and ran into Corey and Laura, who I really know, and they asked me if I wanted to play in a band with them. They wanted to start a band that was like a gross L7-esque band. And I was like, yeah, totally. That sounds great. That sounds perfect. And then what came out of it was like not gross and just kind of like cute and dumb, which was like our initial stuff we were doing.
Okay. So 10 years ago in Minneapolis, you know, but when I listen to Kitten Forever, there's kind of poppy, kind of punky, but it's very like raw and gritty and still, you know, danceable. So I feel like you're definitely channeling some of that grunginess and that Riot Girl in there, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, totally.
So we have your newest album here at the studio, Seven Hearts, which is on the Atlas Chair label. And I love it. I dig it. I've been playing you guys on my show for a couple of years. And I was really kind of interested in a lot of the songs when I listen to them, sort of the lyrics. There's sort of the personal is political kind of theme running through them. Would you say that's on the mark? Or how do you feel about the way you guys are writing your songs and presenting them?
This is Corey talking now, but
hi, Corey.
I definitely think that's true. I think that like when we first started, like Liz was saying, we were definitely writing kind of like goofier songs, like songs about ice cream and songs about like our cats and like joke songs about capitalism and stuff like that. But I think that like this record, probably more so than any of our other ones, is definitely a little more personal. But I think that we all sort of try to like access that personal is political idea when we write, and that even though the songs are personal, they're still trying to say something a little bit greater than just like, this is how I feel about this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I was listening to the song Temple, and I think that was one of the ones that really, you know, just stood out for me. And it kind of sounded like it was saying kind of suck it up, but also a critique of that message of sucking it up.
Yeah. Well, that's the song that I sang, Corey. For the different songs that we sing, we all like are writing whatever thing that we're doing in that song. So if I'm singing, I'm writing the lyrics to it. If I'm playing bass, I'm writing the bass part, drums, etc. And that's the song that I am singing. It's funny that you were asking about that, because actually just like on this drive, I was thinking to myself, like, what would I say if somebody asked me, like, in a nutshell, what like these songs were about? Like, if someone were to ask me specifically what a song was about, like how I would sum it up. That song, I think, is actually sort of weirdly about like being a woman in a band, but also like has this personal thing to it where it's sort of about like being in a competitive artistic relationship with like a man, and sort of like how it's a weirdly difficult thing when you're like in a relationship with someone and you're both artists in epic quotation marks, I guess, and like how that sort of competition plays out in the relationship.
That kind of made me segue to another topic, because my brain tends to kind of like popcorn around a lot. Because I was thinking about like the local music scene, all the music scenes I've been involved in the many years I've been like going to shows, booking shows, promoting shows. So I have a personal as political question for you all. How do you think guys in music scenes can be better allies?
This is Laura talking.
Hi, Laura.
You know, something we were joking about on this trip, because it's been happening so consistently to us, is that after every show, there will without fail be a guy that will come up to us and say, like, look, I don't want to be the kind of guy that, like, talks to you about gear, but have you ever considered trying out this really specific pedal? I really like it, and here's how it works. And then they go on for 10 minutes describing this pedal and, like, all this stuff, and it's like, dude, like, just trust that we know what we're doing and that we can handle it ourselves. Like, we've been a band for 10 years. We, like, obviously work on what our sound is. And, like, you know, I've had casual conversations with, like, male friends of mine who, like, I appreciate their opinion and, like, ask them if I want advice on something, if I think that they know more about it than I do. But I think there's a lot of unsolicited advice getting thrown around towards women musicians, and people don't really realize that they're doing it. Like, it's super under the radar. And it like kind of eats away at you all the time. And so I think thinking that women don't know what they're doing or they're not thoughtful about their own process is really frustrating when you don't think about the fact that you're calling them out on that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think I couldn't, like, think of a single guy in a band that I've ever talked to who's had someone come up to them after a show and say, like, hey, I like what you're doing, but have you ever considered doing this instead? And I think that, like, there's, like, a thing where, like, a lot of men in bands, like, aren't used to knowing how to talk to women in bands and, like, don't even realize what they're doing when they do it. But, I mean, I feel like the best way for men to be allies to women in scenes is to, like, let them do what they want to do and, like, let them go through their own process and cultivate it on their own terms, which is strangely very difficult for women to do, I think.
Absolutely. You should see how big the smile on my face is right now. I'm sitting here going, like, pumping my fist in the air going, yeah, this is awesome. Well, because, no, I noticed there's a lot of things that are kind of like they're microaggressions.
We're both musicians, but it, like, it does come out in these weird microaggression ways where they don't really consider, like, we used to always joke about how this doesn't happen so much anymore, but that there used to be a thing that happened to me all the time when I was, like, the primary drummer of Kitten Forever, like, before we started switching instruments. I just played drums, and, like, men would come up to me all the time after shows and say, like, man, that was, like, so great, that was really good, you know, you're, like, actually a really good drummer. And
actually,
it was like, what kind of a compliment is that? And it's like they like our band, they're impressed by it, and they want to compliment something, but, like, it's like this weird backhanded compliment where you don't even really think about what the term actually means in the context of that sentence. And the fact that you would, like, never say that to any man who plays any instrument ever, you would never be shocked by their skill or their ability at it. And I think that, like, a lot of men who, if they, like, really sincerely want to be allies, should really be, like, self-critical about how they talk to women and how they, like, interact with them in a, like, professional way, for lack of a better term.
Underground music and punk rock can still be a little bit of a boys' club, even though we're in the post-Riot Girl era. And I still think that guys are threatened by competent women, even whether they're conscious of it or not. Yeah, I'm so glad you commented on that. I started going to shows in 1989 when I was 16 years old. So I'm kind of like the punk rock grandma here locally.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I'm talking to, you know, young women who are like half my age and they're telling me that they're having like the same issues, we've made progress, but we still need to make more progress. I really dig your band. I was listening to you guys on Bandcamp before I came over here and did the interview. And I was wondering if there's certain bands that you enjoy playing with, like bands that are friends of yours from back in Minneapolis, or any bands that you've met on tour that you've really enjoyed.
For sure. I mean, we just went and saw and ran into Taco Cat in Minneapolis recently, and we were sort of, I was having a conversation with them about how, like, we've known them for a long time. Like, they played at a house of ours years ago in Minneapolis. We were talking about how, like, we've been bands for, like, almost the same amount of time, and how weird that is, and how I feel like not too many bands, especially sort of like DIY bands, are like stay together that long, you know, and how cool that is. So I feel like they're like kind of old friends of ours. We're bummed out last night because we played in Austin last night, and Peach Kelly Pop played down this, like, literally a block and a half away from us at the exact same time that we played, which was a bummer because they're sort of buds of ours, and we were all like trying to go see each other's sets, but it just didn't work out. I feel like our favorite band in Minneapolis right now is a band called Royal Brass, and we're going to be touring with them in August to the East Coast. I'm trying to think of, like, bands we've met on the road.
Well, we, like, played a show in L.A. like 3 years ago with Girlpool right before everyone was freaking out about them. So that was insane, and we've just been, like, friends with them since and, like, book each other's shows around.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Another band like that actually is a Minneapolis band called Bruise Violet that we're good friends with. They also, two of the three of them are in high school still, and they pretty routinely blow me away with their talent as well. I don't know. We're going to play a couple shows in L.A. with our friend's band Upset, who I really like. It has members of Benny the Jet Rodriguez and Patty Schemmel, who's the old drummer for Hole, is in it, and Allie Kohler, who was in Vivian Girls. We're playing with Lisa Prank in Seattle, someone I really like also. Good cross-section of bands we like.
That is awesome. So I was wondering, what do you see in the future for yourselves? What are you planning on doing?
We don't have, like, any concrete plans, but I feel like we all really want to, like, tour internationally at some point. That's, like, a huge thing I feel like we really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Our band bucket list.
Yeah. I feel like prior to this record coming out, I feel like we had had a conversation that was sort of like, what do we want to do with the band next? And it was like, well, I want to put out a 12-inch, which we hadn't done yet, and I want to go to Europe. And we wanted to put an album out on, like, a non-local label. And so we put out a 12-inch on a non-local label, so now we want to go to Europe.
Nice. Well, I was wondering if at some point you might, you know, transition into that role of, you know, helping to, like, produce up-and-coming bands or helping, you know, other women or other, like, girls kind of get up the ladder, put out a local compilation of women, all women, and women-friended bands, any cool projects like that that you might have in the works.
Yeah, totally. As we're sort of like, you know, I don't know, for lack of better terms, like transitioning into this time where we've like been a band for a long time, are definitely like turning our eyes more to sort of like, how can we give back to our scene at home? How can we sort of like help cultivate like a better scene for young girls coming up in it? I think a big dream that we have is just, we have like a grandiose dream of opening up sort of like a feminist run music space in Minneapolis that's like centered around female performers, female identified performers, like create the space for people in our scene that like we would have liked to have had when we were younger. And now that we've been a band long enough, I think that that's something we're sort of like considering more because we like have a little bit more like experience and resources to be able to do something like that. And it feels exciting to think about doing. I'll say we're contemplating it at this time. That's the word I'll use.
Well, in that case, I'm encouraging that contemplation. That sounds like an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be rolling in here on Monday, May 9th, and playing a show at the Greenhouse.
But we like had to double check and look at our schedule. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited that you're coming into town.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I've always wanted to go to Arcata, and I've never been there. And it's cool because that date was just open on our trip, and we had been trying to get a show in Chico, I think, on that day. And I just like couldn't find anything, and I couldn't make it happen. And then we just like posted on our Facebook and said like, these are our tour dates so far. We have some open dates here. Like if you want to help us set something up, let us know. And someone from the Greenhouse just reached out to us and said they wanted to set it up. And I was like so excited because I've never been to Arcata, always wanted to go, but have like don't know anybody there and had no idea how to even like go about setting up a show there. So I'm super excited to come there.
Excellent. Your friends Taco Cat have been up here a couple times.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm really excited about the show. Sounds like you've been playing with a lot of great bands and you've hopefully been meeting a lot of neat people on tour and having fun meeting fans and other musicians and artists and people.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Zine writers and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Any thoughts for KHSU listeners out there?
What is the thing that the guy said to you about tour when he said, I hope you feel...
Oh, I hope you stay safe and comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the thing that when you're on tour, those are two rare things to come by, so...
Yeah, some guy, he said, you almost never feel safe and you never feel comfortable, so I hope you guys feel safe and comfortable everywhere you go.
It's like the most sincere, wish for us we've ever gotten.
Yeah. So I hope everyone who's listening feels safe and comfortable wherever they are.
Aw, that's sweet. Okay, then. Well, thank you all very much for doing this interview. And there you have it. Kitten Forever, Monday, May 9th at the Greenhouse in Arcata.
Yes. We'll see you there.
Yay. Looking forward to meeting all of you.
Cool. Yeah, you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.